You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland's local boards have opened consultation on their three-year plans. Feedback received during this process will inform final plans that will be adopted later this year. And New Zealand First has announced a campaign for the independent Māori statutory board to be scrapped due to its influence on council decision-making. However, Mayor Wayne Brown called this campaign dumb racist stuff. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics. I started by asking if she could explain what is covered in the local board plans that are currently out for consultation.
So local boards are the 21 sort of like local decision makers across the Auckland region who focus on a local area. So my job as a councillor is to look regionally, but I used to be on a local board for 12 years. I was on the Puketapapa one in Mount Boscombe, and the local board's job is to go, okay, what are our community's aspirations for our local area, how it fits regionally, but what do people want to see and experience, and what do they want their lives to be like in our community locally? And so the local board plan is the document that reflects that lists what the community's aspirations are for their own area. They might look more broadly too, but they might be things like, you know, we'd all like to be able to move around our community safely, be able to access local jobs and education without having to go too far away from where we live. It might have stuff around local climate initiatives and stuff like that. So the local board plan gets written every 3 years through consultation with the community, and that consultation on the draft is open right now. And once it's finalised later in the year, that then becomes the document that whenever the local board is making decisions on how to spend their money, how to prioritise community grants, which events they should or shouldn't do, that kind of stuff, they will always look back to the local board plan and go, how does this align with our plan, with our basically our sort of contract with our community about how we're shaping and forming our local area for the future. So that's the purpose of the local board plan. And community input is absolutely key to getting those plans right, because otherwise you end up with a plan that doesn't reflect what local people really want and see as the future for their area. And then the local board's decisions won't line up, and it all sort of starts to get very messy and doesn't work very well. So having a say in those local board plan processes is important, particularly if there's something you care about that local government touches on.
And on that point, would you encourage people who haven't submitted on it before to submit for the first time, and for people who maybe don't usually engage with council processes as much, like young people who might be listening to this interview, do you encourage them to submit on their local board plan as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a few different ways to do it. And when we talk about submissions, often the types of submissions, you know, you can actually do them in a range of different ways. It doesn't have to be to go online and sort of fill out quite a stodgy form, although you can do that if you want to, or you can even do a paper form. You can get one at your local library. But actually, you know, you can just write a paragraph or two. You don't have to answer every question and all that kind of stuff. But there's also, this time around, there's been a lot of work done with Buzzly, which I understand is quite appealing to young people. And I've actually just been having a little look on it. And there's a specific challenge on Buzzly: did your local board get it right for young people? And that's another way that you can make a submission without sort of formally making a submission. And I've just been looking through some of the ideas that have been shared there. People writing down, you know, sort of two or three paragraphs about what they really care about. So there was one there that was about, you know, fast fashion, wanting to see less fast fashion and a more sustainable approach to that kind of stuff. There was something else about being able to move around the community safely. So those kinds of things, Buzzly is a really good option that looks pretty appealing, and I know that I am no longer in the demographic and haven't been for a long time, but I understand that's a pretty popular platform for that kind of thing. There's also going to be face-to-face opportunities too, where you can come and talk directly to your local board members. There'll likely be, because we normally do this, there'll likely be things where, like, for example, you can put a sticker on the stuff that is your priority so that they can know, okay, well, this is supported more than this in terms of when they're doing their final ones. I know that the Waitemata Local Board in particular, which covers the areas that the University of Auckland and AUT are both in, the city centre, and young people tend to spend a lot of time in the city centre, they have a lot of drop-in sessions for people to have chats with them. So that's worth going along and having a conversation, having a kōrero as well, as a good way to give feedback.
And I want to switch gears now to ask about the Independent Māori Statutory Board. What is your response to New Zealand First's campaign on scrapping this board?
So we have had the Independent Māori Statutory Board, which is also known as Haukura. That's the official name they adopted, I feel like it was about 3 years ago. That was created by law when Auckland Council was established, because Auckland Council did not, and at that time could not, have any Māori wards. And so the purpose of it isn't really, though, to be Māori representation as such, because the members of the Independent Māori Statutory Board are appointed through a process with iwi and with mataawaka organisations, who are the groups that represent Māori who don't whakapapa to Auckland's whenua. So they're Māori with who are mana whenua in other parts of Aotearoa, not Auckland's whenua. So it's quite well evolved and established. The inputs that those Haukura members give onto our committees I have found incredibly valuable. They effectively operate for Auckland not so much as Māori representation, because they are not elected by Māori and they're very aware of that, but more as like a treaty, an ongoing sort of treaty audit for us. Like, so they will constantly be bringing up, you know, how does this align with the Council's treaty obligations? They actually literally do reports that are issues of significance for Māori and encourage Council to adopt things, that kind of stuff. And actually they've supported and then had democratic support from councillors over a long period of time, a whole lot of amazing initiatives for, acknowledging that Tāmaka Makaurau is a city, land given by Māori in the cases of a lot of the city centre. But we are unique in the world, right? And how do we reflect our uniqueness? A lot of that is about centering te ao Māori and making that visible in our daily lives and meaningful. We also have the situation where a lot of the communities of greatest need include Māori. Our homeless are, unfortunately, a very high proportion of them are Māori. That is at least in part a result of colonisation, discrimination, racism over decades. So for me, having Haukura, the Independent Māori Statutory Board, there is vital. Currently, we are not able to give them voting rights on the actual governing body of council. We had a vote a couple of years ago about whether or not to add Māori wards. That was a very tight vote that unfortunately was lost. And so while this brings a Māori voice to the table, it is a different scenario from having elected Māori representation. So, I mean, my preference would be that we had Māori wards, and that we still maintained a role for Haukura that acknowledged that their role is actually a bit different from elected Māori representation, and they are more in that sort of treaty audit space. And bring, you know, so that they're entitled to be under the Resource Management Act. They're actually entitled to be on a bunch of committees separate from the Local Government Act stuff. And the Mayor has been very supportive of Haukura, and has responded very strongly to New Zealand First on that. And I don't always agree with the Mayor, but I agree with the Mayor on this one.
I really appreciate the positive elements of the statutory board. It sounds like they bring something really positive to the community. And as you say, the Mayor has been outspoken in his support of the board. Are councillors and community members that you're hearing from also generally supportive?
I think a lot of people don't know about Haukura. They don't necessarily understand their role. But to be honest, there's a lot of parts of council where that's the case. A lot of work that our staff do, a lot of decisions that we make as elected members. A lot of people, you know, we just talked about local board plans. A lot of people still have no idea what a local board even is after 16 years of having none, and that being the most local representation of local government in every community in Auckland. So I think the fact that people don't know about something shouldn't necessarily mean it has no value. There's a lot of things that, you know, people don't know about that have extraordinary value. I think, for example, of our stormwater systems, which 4 years ago very few people knew about, and in 2023 we all had to learn about that in real time, you know, the value of a stormwater system. So putting that to one side, I think councillors experience usually at least once or twice a week the value that the Haukura members bring to our committees and our discussions, and I would hope that they would be supportive of that continuing. But I think more broadly, there's not necessarily a wide understanding. And that is a risk. When people don't understand something, they tend to think it's not necessary. But as I said, 4 years ago, a lot of people didn't know about stormwater, and turns out it's super necessary.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry on the consultation process for local board plans and the New Zealand First campaign on scrapping the independent Māori statutory board.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.